Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the second part of Evilternity. We just finished Jane. My name is Kylie Kane, and my name is Kylie Kane, and we are playing Doom 2. This is Virgin Chronicles, and we're playing Doom 2 Attorney, Evilternity, Evilternity, Evilternity? Is it Evilternity? It's Eviternity, not Evilternity. Eviternity. I'll make sure that's correct. We're going to enter the next map, which is Regicide. Now, this is a really dope castle map that's got a really dope thing. And we start the map and we turn around to walk back into Drain. And it kind of says, no, you can't walk back into Drain. And it drops us into a small fort area. We walk around a little bit. It's really dark. That's the only problem in my mind, is it's just really dark. And I think that's because I have the settings to be that dark. Let me double check those settings, because that may be a problem. Display settings, screen size, dynamic lights, on, everything's on. Texture options, I don't have any texture or filtering on because I am not like that. I'm looking real quick through the list here. I'm just going to turn the turning brightness up actually makes it worse. Like it just looks gross. Sector lighting mode, we got it set to Doom. If you set it to vanilla, it looks good too, but I think I had it set to Doom, which is just really dark. I'm gonna set it to vanilla with the fog being standard, weapon light strength at 3. We're just gonna make it look good. Sprite billboarding on the y-axis, that's fine. Sprite's face camera off. Rendering quality. I'll turn the menu blurring on. That's actually pretty cool, but it's dumb. And turn on multi-sampling a little bit. Oh my goodness, no, it's way too dark in here. I turned it to standard, and it's way, way too dark for the renderer. I turned it to vanilla. Let's turn it on to standard, and that should be... It's a little bright, but it's not too dark. Okay. Anyway, so when you enter here, we actually... Oh, goodness gracious. We immediately got attacked by two specters after all the item stuff. And we have this neat, like, really castle-looking aesthetic going on here. And it gives us an armor piece right at the start. So that should tell you, okay, this is not day... This is not Daisy's day out anymore. This is not anything. You start off immediately, if you're playing pistol... pistol start, you immediately pick up a shotgun and some shotgun rounds in the lake you start off in, the little puddle you start off in, and you have a staircase to your left. You can also see an invincibility spear if you take a quick look to your left as you walk up the staircase. I do not know offhand how to get that, by the way. As you walk to your... Now, what you're going to want to do is you're going to walk to your right, and you're going to find an arachnotron. I think it may be an arachnotron. Standing there just waiting for your beautiful bullets. Do not hit that switch just yet. That's going to cause you literal hell. So what you're going to do is you want to clear out everything that's not switched up. That includes this Hell Knight, which is just standing there looking all pretty, waiting for your shotgun rounds to the chest. And he takes them like a king. And what you're going to do is you're going to fall into the other side's pit. There should be two specters down here waiting for you somewhere. There's also a secret full of armor. You're going to want to go grab that. And you may have just heard a door meow. Yeah, that's important. So what you want to do is you want to switch to your rounds. And you're going to see this wall sitting there. And the wall has got some imps that are pretty easily exploitable. This wall will become in handy later. Now, one thing I want to point out once you get to this point, you're going to take a look right. You're going to see the exit sign. It's going to have three symbols, three skull keys. Those are the skull keys you're going to want to look for in this map. And this is the first map in this map pack that actually has you key hunting. So we're going to walk back to our first switch. Once we get back to the first switch, we're going to hit the switch. We're going to grab the ammo that's on top of it. And we're going to immediately, what you want to do immediately before you do anything else is take out the chain gunner. Chain gunner is more important than even the Hell Knight. The Hell Knight does nothing if the chain gunner Hell Knight literally means nothing to you. You can dodge its projectiles. You can't dodge a chain gunner. You just can't. Don't try. Anyways, so we finished up the chain gunner. We finished up that little group of enemies. That's our first switch, and that's the first of three switches, or two switches that you need to open the gates to the castle. We're going to go back to the other switch, the other side. You saw a switch on the other side near the wall. That's your second switch. We're going to hit that switch. We're going to immediately have to fight another group of enemies. Grab the shotgun ammo on top. Take out the chain gunner. The chain gunner is your biggest priority. You should still have well over 100 health at this point and well over 100 armor. You're going to want to utilize that to make sure you do not eat fireballs or eat chain gun rounds. Grab the chain gun if you need it. Grab the health if you need it. I don't at this point, actually. And that will open up the castle. The castle is now open for our perusing. At the same time, it also opened up a small side point where you can grab some extra shotgun ammo. And it released some pinky demons into the world. Now, if you've got your double shotgun, don't worry. They go down like a chump. Now, if you have not picked up your double barrel shotgun, if you missed it in the last level, this is where you're going to kick it up first time. I highly recommend you pick it up in the last level, but this is officially where you find it. And it's right inside the castle doors. If you do not have it earlier and you're trying to fight things, go immediately grab the hit those switches and run. Run to the castle. Grab that double barrel shotgun. It's going to be your lifesaver. Revenants go down in two hits. It's super important. Now you're going to hit both. There's two switches you're going to hit. You're going to hit both those switches and run back. Do a salty run back. I think I wasn't salty enough for that run back. I'm trying to remember what the second switch does. Oh, it opens up a shortcut here. All right, we've opened up both switches. Cool beans. And we're going to walk forward. And you have a yellow key. Now, I don't think you have to have a yellow key to get into that. So keep that in mind. Now we have our first problem, and this is why I told you do not spend those plasma rounds. We have our first problem. That first problem is the Archvile. You're going to want to try to stay out of its line of sight whenever it does its flamethrower thing, and you want to take it out with the plasma rifle. As you heard, it fell pretty well for me, and I'm going to need a little bit of that armor, so I'm going to pick up that armor while I can. Remember, you only have one life. Live it well. Pick up all the ammo. Pick up all the health. Do not skimp on it. If you feel like you're going to die, you probably are. You're going to want to pick that up. Now, you may have noticed the Archvile. I'm talking really fast here and apologize if you're having trouble keeping up with me. But you're going to notice the Archvile came from a room above the area. You're going to want to walk into that room. You're going to want to take kind of a stock of what's in there. And you'll notice that it has a door on the other side of it. It's got three Caco Demons. We're actually going to wait for those Caco Demons to fly up and just pelt them with your Super Shotgun. Super Shotgun's going to do more damage than anything else you have on you besides the Plasma Rounds, and you can handle it. You're going to be also besieged by an Arachnotron. Ignore it. Walk across. The Arachnotron can't hurt you. Can't hurt what it can't see. Walk forward. Walk forward slowly. Pay attention to the area. You're about to be besieged by a lot of enemies, and they are going to hurt. Use the plasma rifle to take out the Hell Knight really quickly. Don't worry, you're going to get more ammo soon. We're going to run forward, grab the three rockets, begin to take out the Arachnotron. Now that we've taken out the Arachnotron, we have a bigger problem on our hands. We have Revenants. Revenants are not problems when in alone. They're pretty easy to deal with. You just dodge, circle strafe, circle strafe, circle strafe. If you're not circle strafing, you're doing it wrong. But you may end up with a spare rocket floating around you. Ignore it. Follow it. Let it follow you. Let it trail you. Be the friend it needs. Don't be the friend it needs. Be the friend in me. Anyway, so you pick it off, take it out, take out all that stuff. We're going to click a switch and drop the gates because the gates need to be dropped. I'm going to drop the gates, and we're going to take out one more of these pinky demons with our chain gun of doom and gloom. And we're going to walk back up into the facility and walk back across real quick because, if I'm not mistaken, there's a key up here, and I think we picked it up. Yeah, it was the blue key, which was with the Arachnotron. We picked up the blue key. We have been successful, y'all. Good job. Good job. You got the blue key. Now we have two more keys to grab. Let's go find them. Before you head that way, make sure to hit the blue key switch just so you know you've hit it. Anyways, continuing on back into the facility. Now we're looking for the yellow and the red keys. Now, when you walk back towards the back of the castle, you're going to notice an Arachnotron behind a fence. Take it out. It's going to be an annoyance later. Just take it out. Now you're going to notice a room to your left and a room to your right. Take the room to your left, clear that room immediately. That's going to be your important room. The room on the right is an ambush. I repeat, the room on the right is an ambush. Do not walk into the room on the right. It will kill you. It is an ambush. What you're going to do is you're going to take the room to the left, clear it out. That way when you come back through here, and you will come back through here later, you can clear it out really easily and not die. Remember, our goal is to not die. That's our goal, right? So continuing forward, we're going to pick up all the rockets on the ground table. Don't worry, you're going to be able to get in there later. You're also going to see some pinky demons behind a wall. They're guarding a rocket launcher. Yes, you're going to want that rocket launcher, but you can't have it yet. Do you know why? Because you have to walk into that ambush room. We're also still, I'm a big fan of clearing out rooms early. If you can clear out the room early, do so. Do not hesitate to take out the demons. Apparently that is on a seg fault, apparently what I was shooting at, so. Yeah, that's a seg fault, meaning they're not gonna die, are they? Yeah, they're not gonna die. I can waste ammo all day. Anyways, not a seg fault, but a boundary on the grid. There's a glitch in Doom where if the grid is at a certain point, the actual grid, you can actually shoot something all day and miss it. And it is a vanilla bug that honestly has never been fixed. So you step into that next room. And you're immediately going to be besieged by a chain gunner, two Hell Knights, and I think that's it. I think it's just two Hell Knights and a chain gunner. Let the Hell Knights take care of the chain gunner. I mean, you want to take care of the chain gunner as soon as possible, but the Hell Knights can take care of the chain gunner for you. It's not that difficult. Once you clear that out, you'll notice we can't get the key. Frustrating, I know. What we're going to want to do is go into the next room, and we're going to want to unlock that key. Now, there is a... It's a really cute little diorama in the next room, and you want to look for the diorama. Of course, take out the hit scanners first. Never leave them alive. They're going to cause you more problems than you'd like to admit. Hit scanners are bad. Projectiles are also annoying, but they're not deadly. They're not deadly in the same way that a hit scanner is. Of course, if you see a revenant, focus it down. It's going to become a problem. Hit scanners, your priorities really should be hit scanners, rockets, then projectile shooters. That really should be your thing. So if you see some rockets, if you see a mancubus, try to just stay out of its line of sight because it really can't hurt you. But rockets, arachnotron, which are plasma spitters, they're kind of dangerous too, but they're pretty easy to get out of the line of sight, and that's going to be your big thing. And they're not going to really follow you all that well. Your main problems are going to be the revenants who run really fast, really annoying, are going to be the... They're also too big. That's the other thing that a lot of people forget is arachnotrons are really big. Even the spider, the small spiders, they're really massive. And they have a lot of troubles getting through tight corridors. So you can kind of use that to your advantage. So we walked from the ambush room, by the way, into a library. And the library is special. What the f- I'm being shot at. Hold on. I'm being shot at from an alcove. I told you to pay attention out for shot for hit scanners, and I was not paying attention. So you're going to want to click a button. That button's going to open two doors. It's going to open up a door. I'm sorry. Hold on. These guys are... Yeah, they're not dying. They're like they're invulnerable. Hold on. I may actually have invulnerable enemies. They may be glitched. Hold on. Yeah, I'm just shooting right through them, which means they're invulnerable enemies. Ooh, we've got glitched enemies in this map. Ooh, that's not fun. Okay, anyways, we're going to go grab that key. We grab the yellow key, and we're going to run to the yellow key gate. Now that we've got glitched enemies, I'm going to do this at a much faster pace because I do not want to die to the glitched enemies. They can still harm me. I can't harm them. We're going to flip a switch. Yep, I just ran right through him. Flip a switch. It's going to grant us access to a portal. And the portal is going to take us on top of the walkway where we were looking at that chain gunner who attacked us, quite rudely, actually. Now that we're up above where the chain gunners are at, we're not, oh, fuck, I fell down. Run fast. That chain gunner, so I've got, what I've got going on, by the way, and what I'm trying to explain to you is I have two specters following me through the map. They are broken. They are not working properly. And now I have a whole bunch of other enemies nearby, which are absolutely painful. We are doing a tried and true method of ignoring the fuck out of everything, because at this point in the map, killing everything actually would be detrimental because we cannot kill everything. So our goal now is to deal with the arc vial before everything reaches me and get the fuck out of Dodge. Oh, we did that. Yes, we didn't get 100% kills, but with the broken enemies, we couldn't get 100% kills. And I don't know why those broken enemies appeared. I think they appeared as like ghosts of other enemies. But yeah, so that was a 13-minute map. Holy cow. And we have the final map of this map pack, which is Demon. Now, Demon is a shooting gallery. Demon is hell. Demon is a box. It's a big box. Let's go through it. Let's talk about this big box. Now, we start, the first thing you start off is in this industrial hallway. Now, you fell into this right at the end of the last map, running from the archvile. If you fought the archvile, good for you. If you're in my position, good for me. I survived. So, your first thing is you're going to walk forward. You're going to grab all the ammo, and it's immediately going to place you in an elevator. You're going to click the button on the elevator, and you're going to watch as it goes down. You're going to want to pay attention. Because there are enemies that are about to spawn. There's one to your right. You're going to see him real quick. It's a Spectre. Take him out. One down. There's going to be one to your left as well. Here just in 3, 2. Wait, maybe a little bit longer. Yeah, here we go. 3, 2, 1. 2 Spectres. You want to take them out. And try not to bug them out. Because you're going to grab all the ammo off the ground. And now we're in the firefight of our lives. Now what we're going to want to do is we're going to look around. You're going to take stock of the room. You want to take stock of the room, look for the hit scanners, look for the enemies that you're going to be dealing with. If you crawled around the right side of the room, what you heard me shooting at was a revenant. And this revenant, a little bit annoying, but not too bad. There's 2 revenants up top on the pedestals above. And we're just going to walk around. We can see them. They can see us. And now we've woken up the parade. And what we're doing is we're being a stealthy, silent murderer of demons. Rip and tear, of course, until it is done. As we rip through the pinky demons, the Hell Knights. So remember, you've got plenty. At this point, you should have plenty of super shotgun ammo. That's going to be the ammo of your choice. I just ate a Hell Knight round. And with my low health, well, that murdered me. You can also, by the way, you're beginning to hear why I'm not recording multiple episodes in one night anymore and why I'm not recording hour-long episodes. My voice can't handle it anymore. It's actually straining my voice to the point of actually damaging it. So this will be the last episode we record tonight, by the way. But we're continuing on. And boom, boom, we shot 2 Spectres. We just had a rocket. You heard that rocket go off. That's because a revenant saw us and was like, tasty. Let's shoot it. So we're going to take out a revenant first. All right, we're just slowly but surely going to poke the wall here. And I don't think anything's behind me. We can take out the pinky demons that we fought. Of course, the Hell Knight was actually what killed me earlier. We're going to want to pick up health. If you can find armor, which I don't think there's any armor on this map right offhand. There may be. But you're going to want to find it and pick it up. Do not let the shotgunners hit you. They will ruin your day. Oh, there's armor on the map. It's 100 pieces of armor. Grab it when you can. Grab all the shotgun ammo. And remember to shoot for the fences. Shoot for the fences. Shoot for the hills. Whatever your moniker may be. There's some rockets you should have grabbed. Utilize them. They're going to go to work for you. Remember, the weapons and ammo are for your benefit here. Don't waste them, of course. And now the fun is about to begin. You're all going to get your first. If you did not pick up that plasma rifle in the last map, you just picked it up. The only thing standing between you and pure victory is a red key. Now that we've unleashed hell upon ourselves, we get our first custom enemy of the map, which is the green pinky demon. Just ignore it. It's not really that bad. And because you're going to lose all your stuff at the end of this map, go ham with the plasmas. Don't worry. It's all going to get taken away at the end of the map anyways. So go ham. Take your time. Hurry up. Choice is yours. Don't be late. This is it, right? So this is the big finale of this map. And yes, there are more things. There's more intense things coming down the line. But at this point in time, use what equipment you have to take out the enemies you can. Remember, this is your slaughterhouse. I just got myself killed. This is your slaughterhouse. Utilize the weapons and ammo you have to your advantage. This is also probably your first backpack if you did not pick up the backpack secret earlier. 19 minutes in. We are 34 minutes into this run, 16 seconds into this map, because I died again, as you heard. Remember, only one life. And I do play a very weird mode. I want to point it out that I do play very weird. I'm actually playing, I do play without saves in the middle of the map, but that's going to become different later. Did I seriously? I don't know how I create those. I really wish I understood how to accidentally create those super monsters. But yeah, I just created another one. That might be a bug in one of the wads I'm using. I'm using a smooth texture wad for myself, and it may just be creating those super monsters that are invisible. It's kind of frustrating, but I mean, it's not terrible. I just realized that it was happening, and I was like, "Oh, that sucks. I can't actually kill it." Anyways. Things you learn. Anyways, so there's also a couple health packs in the first room. You're going to want to grab those if you need to heal up. You may not. You may. Again, first things first, I'm going to take out the Revenant because it's probably going to be my biggest frustration. And then I'm going to poke my head forward. Again, I like to clear out the area before I start the big fight of the map, because again, it's the big fight, but it's not the biggest fight. There are bigger. Do not trap yourself in between a Hell Knight and a Hit Scanner. I just did that and lost way too much health for absolutely no reason. That's disappointing. That was not a good play. That was probably the worst play I could have played. Anyways, hit a button, get the stuff. All right, right now we're fighting the green demons, which are kind of frustrating. If only because of how much damage they can deal and how much damage they take. They actually, where the standard pinkies go down in one shot, double shotgun round, these guys can take up to three or four. It's kind of annoying. But, all right, we need a red key to activate that. I'm going to grab more shotgun shells. And now it's time to play. Come out to play. Okay, that was a Warriors reference, and I'm pretty sure the entirety of my audience is either too young to understand that or something. So I'm going to peel my way through the rest of this mob. Going to grab my secret weapon of choice, which is the chain gun, which is a great little pinger weapon. And it does the trick as far as hit scanning and stunning enemies. It's not great in terms of actually dealing damage, but as you can hear, I just put down a couple zombies, and I can just poke down range at like a Hell Knight and stuff like that, which is very nice. Now, you have two openings now that have opened up for you. Now that you've cleared out that army of hell, this is the point where if you're using save states, you want to save. Me? Well, no, I don't do that. So anyways, you're going to want to pick one of the two teleporters. Walk into the room, grab the health, hit the teleporter. Teleporter's going to spawn enemies into the room. Okay. Hit the other one. It's going to also spawn enemies into the room. And the center platform is now going to start lowering. Now enemies start arriving in droves. This is the final countdown. You thought the previous spot was hard? No, it's not. It's not even close. It's not even close, y'all. As you can just heard, I died. You heard the start of arch vial. I actually blew myself up. That wasn't the arch vial's fault that I died. That was all me, baby. I'm sorry. What the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? Seriously? Yeah, I just got killed by a specter who couldn't die. that's a dumb bug, and that's a bug that I kind of really don't like. So one way you can handle the final section of this map is once the platform starts lowering, you don't remember you do not have to kill everything. So your goal at that point is survival, getting the red key, and getting out, which is what we're about to show off. I should say you're gonna hear me do if I can survive and don't get any more weird pinky glitches, specter glitches. Which I keep getting, and which I've gotten twice, which is really kind of weird. But, hey, you know what? That's fine. So we're doing this. We're doing this the fun way. All right, there we go. Fun way. Fun way. Fight everything at once. Don't do this like I just did. You're gonna die, and it's gonna be terrible for you. But sometimes it does work out in your favor. And right now, for some reason, it's actually working out in my favor. Now I've only clicked one of the buttons, and that's fine. But I'm actually also paying a lot of attention to my health, ammunition, armor. Basically every single stat that I've got in making sure that I deal enough ammo, deal enough damage and stuff to the enemies in the room to, one, not die, and two, take them out pretty handily. I'm down to 59 health. It's not terrible. We just took out, I think there's a couple things up top I need to take out, and I'm going to hit them with a Master Blaster rifle up here in a second. All right, we can just... Okay. Okay. All right, now we're plasma rounding it up because, dear Lord, okay. What the world? All right, let's just re-go again. I thought doing it that way would actually win. It did not. This is... what, trial 7? I'll beat it. Hold your horses, y'all. Not sure why I'm losing so badly this. There we go, one dead. I'm just having a lot of troubles today, apparently. Especially with the weird undead specters I keep running into. Which is, again, very weird that I've run into them enough times for it to be a problem. I can't explain that. Can you? No. Now, one thing very special about the Revenants is you may not know this. And hey, it's time for some trivia. Is Revenants, if you get too close to them, they will actually punch at you. Which is really useful if you're trying to take them out quickly. Pinkies also will go down in one shot, one double barrel shotgun. Hell Knights will go down in two, especially if you can concentrate the ammo right up front. They'll go down in two really quick bursts to the chest. Not super useful in a lot of cases, but that's definitely important information for you. All Revenants will go down in two rockets. Important to know. I don't remember how many of the plasma rounds it takes, but... All right, what we're doing right now is we're doing a clean cascade, which is a very special maneuver where I cascade back and forth trying to take out everything in my path with the weapon of choice, that plasma round, which took out everything up top, which is what I was trying to do as quickly as possible. Now, as you can hear... we've got enemies below. They're going to cause me problems. One, two. It takes two point blank shots. With the shotgun to take out one of these green motherfuckers, by the way. And I call them the green motherfucker because that's what they are. The green pinky demons. But they're not pink, they're green. They're like an ugly, sickly green. And I know they show back up in other further episodes, but they're really frustrating here. Not because you don't have the tools to deal with them, but because you're in a very tiny enclosed space, and it's very difficult to deal with everything that pops up at you. And this is like a just a weird shooting gallery to deal with. It's not easy in any stretch of the imagination. And I think on the higher difficulties, this place actually does not have enough ammunition to deal with it. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a quick save. We're just going to save it as... Nope, that's fine. We're saving it as ASD. There we go. And that way, if we die one more time, I said I wasn't going to save it, but hell, I'd rather save it and be wrong and we make it through on this run than not save it and have to do all three of those again. All right, so now we've got our friendly neighborhood jackups. Now, this is what I was talking about earlier, being about a shooting gallery. We've also got an arc vial on the field somewhere, and I think he's on the roof, if I'm not mistaken. So we're going to want to avoid... Yeah, he's up there. I can see him. Just let his fire burn out. And there, the archvile's dead. You heard the archvile die. And now we can kind of move more along at my leisure to just take out everything else in the room. Again, if I'm not mistaken, you lose all your stuff at the end of this level. So there is no point in worrying about how much you have left at the end of the level. I just almost died there because I was in a really tight situation. But don't worry about wasting ammunition. You're going to lose all your ammunition after this level anyways. Because this is the teleporter map that will lead you out of this level. Now, I don't remember if I could... Let me rephrase this. I could swear that it does take your stuff away from you. It may not, but I do believe it does. And I highly recommend starting each episode pistol start anyways. So, anyways, we release our final demon, which is a green little dude who gets stuck behind the thing always. And with that said... There are no secrets in this map. 101 enemies defeated. One item found. Let's step into the portal. You step through a portal. And Kylie Keane goes boom. And there you go. Now you go to reconnect. And it is a pistol start. But with that said, I think it's a good time to let you guys know that I hope you enjoyed. This was the episode one called... Archaic of Eve Eternity. If you haven't given it a shot, give it a try. Let me know how you feel. If you want to hear me do more, please let me know in a comment somewhere on the internet, whether it's on Twitter or whatnot. Also, if you want to hear me do episode 2 of Strange Aeons, I will definitely knock that out for you. I will be happy to jump in and make that happen. But with that said, I hope you enjoyed these two episodes of Eve Eternity on the Versian Chronicles. I'm hoping that my voice feels better next week and that we're able to, it feels better by the end of this week. So I'm able to actually produce some content for you guys in the normal stuff. Look out for, I'm hoping to do some Dragon Quest later this week if my voice feels a little better. Again, we're not doing full hour long recordings. I'm only doing 30 minutes because my voice isn't handling the hour long recordings very well. As you can already hear, this is part of an hour long recording and it is killing me. So we're going to do back to 30 minutes recordings, but Dragon Quest, Morrowind, and Neverwinter Nights upcoming in the next few weeks. Pillar of Exiles is going to hopefully, that should finish off March. I will be out of service for the 1st of April, first weekend of April. I'll be actually unable to record because I'll be out of town, but hey, we'll see that all that when they get there. Anyways, with that said, thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the next Versian Chronicles. Bye-bye. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/Kylie Kane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.